really great future. We're talking real money.
The show about your dough here every week to help you get more of it right, keep more of it, make more of it, you know, not worry so much about it. So welcome to Talking Real Money. My name's Tom Koch. Usually Don McDonald would be here with me, but Don's got the week off. Don, you know, and I should probably say something bad about him because every time I miss a show, he says something bad about me. But I won't. I'm taking the high road this time. I am not gonna get down to his level. So he deserves a Saturday off. But you still got questions, so we're here to answer them. Let me give you the telephone number, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Derek is here to answer your calls. If you call and ask a question, we're going to send you a free copy, autographed, of Don's book. So it's that easy. And we'll talk about anything money related. Coming up in a few minutes, by the way, we will have Don on for a brief time because he did a fantastic podcast about a guy who has been running around the country telling you how easy it is to make money in passive real estate. Just, it's so easy. You just give us your money and we'll invest in these properties and you'll get checks every month. And then it didn't work out. But this whole notion that there's some secret to making easy money in real estate. So we'll talk about that. And then a little later, we're going to talk with the author of the book, Successful and Secure Retirement. Absolutely fantastic book. Larry Swedro and Kevin Grogan wrote this, put this together. I think it's the most detailed look at all of the things you need to know about retirement. So again, all of those things coming up. Your questions and calls, again, 855-935-TALK. So I know Don kind of on the podcast yesterday told people that I'd be here by myself. By the way, I saw somebody this morning. They said, the good news is, Tom, when you just do the show, we don't have to adjust the volume because Don won't be coming that much loud. I get that. All right. I'm okay with that. So, but Don on the podcast yesterday sort of told people, well, Tom will be there by himself. So please call and help him. And apparently they heard him. So we'll go to a call right now. Let's talk with Lloyd here on Talking Real Money. Hi, Lloyd.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm interested in your thoughts about asset-based long-term care and what I need to know if I'm thinking about doing it.
Yeah, I mean, this comes up a fair amount because generally long-term care insurance was sold like other insurance. You paid premiums, you got the coverage. And then what happened is the industry found out that they couldn't afford to continue paying out how much they were paying. So they raised the premiums. Many people got out of the business entirely. And basically today, a very small percentage of long-term care contracts are being written with traditional premiums. Most of it is what Lloyd just asked about, sort of asset-based. You give the insurance company a certain amount of money. They take the premiums out of that. They invest it. They give it back to you at some later date. And just from a purely financial standpoint, if you just took the money and invested it, you'd probably end up with more. But if you wanted long-term care, this might not be a bad way to look at it. Remember, our job is to help you make and keep more of your money. Many people should have long-term care because it's just something, one thing less you have to worry about. Many people, and I don't know you well enough, Lloyd, to know, but you're self-insured. You have the assets. So if something happened to you, you needed long-term care, you could pay out that money, right? You would just use it from the money you've saved. But oftentimes, even people that have all that money, they just want the assurance that they're going to, my mother-in-law went through this and it really worked out. They just have the assurance that the bills will be paid. I have a place to live. I'm going to be taken care of for the rest of my life and I'm not going to have to worry about it. So I think it turns out to be more of an emotional than a financial decision, Lloyd, but I have nothing against asset-based insurance. If you realize that you're giving the insurance company the money and just investing it on your own, you would end up with more. But today, to buy a traditional long-term care policy, almost impossible. And by the way, if you're thinking about it, I would start when I was about 50 years old, because as you get older, you're harder to insure as things come up that have happened in your life. Health-wise, it makes it harder to get that insurance. So I'm not opposed to asset-based insurance. And frankly, today, it's pretty much the only way to go ahead and get long-term care. Thanks for the question. Great one. 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. And by the way, we'll also talk today a little bit about you and your investments and the stock market and cash. So many of you still have money sitting around in bank accounts, and I'm not here to tell you to put it all in stocks, but I am here to tell you to be more efficient with your money, because $8.7 trillion are sitting in banks that are paying you generally very, very little, and your portfolio should be divided between stocks and bonds and a little bit in cash, because cash generally suggests you're either waiting for a market timing move, you're waiting for something to happen, and the reality is we never know when those things are going to happen. 855-935-TALK is our telephone number. Talking Real Money continues in just a moment.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you know what your investment risk tolerance is? Take our free no-obligation risk quiz at talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back to Talking Real Money. I'm Don McDonald, but I'm not really in the studio. I'm off today, but Tom liked a piece that I did for Friday's Talking Real Money Daily so much that he asked me to put it in today's show. So give him a call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, and here we go. Oh, one of my least favorite financial topics, and yet one that so many of you find yourself dealing in, real estate. I was looking at Apple Podcasts, and of the top 100 investing podcasts on Apple's service, which is the biggest, about 30% of the top 100 podcasts espouse real estate investing in homes, flipping, apartment buildings, even mobile homes, and all of them are almost evangelical in their fervor for buying real estate, and yet every single one of them, when you peel back all the layers, is selling you something that's making them money. It's not that they're making the money in real estate. It's that they're making the money telling you how to invest in real estate. And there have been so many of these over the years. You know, the late night television people. And then they go to jail. A lot of them go to jail. Not enough of them go to jail, apparently. But some of them go to jail for making outrageous promises. You know, there were those young people from Florida whose names I can't remember. Husband and wife couple who pretended they owned private aircraft and yachts and all this because they would just rent them for the day to do a photo shoot. They went to jail. Charles Givens, he got in trouble and then he died. You know, there's all these guys who did all these scams. And if you look, there are all these podcasts, real estate investing for cash flow, mobile home park investing. There's actually a podcast and it ranks number 15. Some of these things like Bigger Pockets and, you know, some of the popular ones, they're all pushing real estate. And then there was this guy. He used to be on Fox News on the weekends, Fox and Friends weekends, and he still hosts a podcast called Investing in Real Estate. His name is Clayton Morris, and he runs a company called Morris Invest, and the New York Times did a scathing piece on him. He's being sued by almost two dozen customers right now. It's probably more by now because he advertised these great deals that you send him money, he's going to get you these great properties, these undervalued properties in depressed areas, and you're going to make a lot of money. Well, it turned out not to be true. But he was evangelical in his fervor. You know, some of these folks got an empty lot. One guy bought a house that had just burned down. They're really depressed houses, really depressed houses. And, they were getting into deals that one person in the industry called incestuous. A guy who wrote a research paper for the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Philip Garboden from the University of Hawaii in, Manoa, he said that people are being exploited by this, he called it an evangelical process that plays down the risks of investing in this real estate. And he called the contractor, the property manager, the whole thing, he calls it an incestuous network. And it's all these people scamming you. And really, you, even if you can't point out, you can't pinpoint the exact problem, you've got to know there's something wrong with these deals. With almost every one of these real estate deals, think about it logically for a minute. Go out in your neighborhood and tell me how easy it is to find a house that is selling for less than it's really worth that you can just turn around and flip the next day for a big profit. Really? Think about it. Talk about evangelical. You can't do it, right? Oh, sure, every once in a while, maybe a really great bargain crops up, but who's going to find it before you? Who is the person? Who are the people who are going to find that great deal before you can get at it? Oh, yeah, real estate agents. Yep, they'll know before you'll know. You're not an insider, unless you want to be a real estate agent and then hope for that occasional thing that crops up. But I know a lot of real estate agents. I mean, who among us does not? You know, I probably know 30, 40 real estate agents that are friends. And not one of them is getting rich flipping houses. As a matter of fact, there were a couple of folks I knew very, very well. One of them was a general, a retired general. He and his wife owned a real estate firm, and they bought, about 20 houses with nothing or very little down. Were making great money for a while flipping them. Do you know when they were making great money? I'll just give you a hint. It was a little over a decade ago. Yeah, they had all these properties that they were heavily leveraged into, and they were making money until, when, guess which year? Oh yeah, 2008, 2009, when prices plunged, and all of their equity, their all of it, that little tiny bit they put down, disappeared, and they were what they call upside down in these properties, and they had to keep making the payments on these houses, which they could no longer do. They weren't counting on making payments. They were counting on flipping them instantly or close to instantly for a big profit. That's not the way it works. You know, the only way real estate investing works for you is if you are a contractor, or you got a ton of time on your hands, or you want to run a business. There is no such thing as passive wealth from real estate. And I wish somebody would shut down all of these idiots, you know, these coaches. Real estate financial independence, you liars. You're just bald-faced liars. This guy, his name is Clayton Morris, used to be on Fox. He runs a company called Morris Invest, and you're just supposed to send him money, and then he'll handle all the details. He'll find the property. He'll oversee the renovations. He'll hire the property managers and get them rented out. All you had to do is wait for checks to arrive. Well, he helped people buy over 1,000 properties, and he made over $5 million in referral fees and profits on the sales. His clients, not so much. Not so much. One guy put $40,000 with Mr. Morris, and he got what the New York Times called a ramshackle home that was in such bad shape, he just kept getting fines from the city and nobody would rent it. People are claiming losses of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Sound familiar? This is what happens every time someone promises you lots of money with little or no risk. Real estate investing, passive real estate investing, does not exist. You're either active or you're gonna get taken. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. And you may not get taken right away. The lovely thing about most of these for the promoters is that they last a while. They can last for years. Rarely do these deals work out for the client. And in the long run, sometimes they don't even work out for the promoter. And I hope that's what happens in Mr. Morris's case.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you need a little help with your investments? Set up a free, no-obligation appointment with one of our advisors at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back to Talking Real Money. Tom Koch here. Don McDonald gets the Saturday off, well-deserved rest, and you're out there trying to figure out what to do with your money. That's why we're here. Show's all about you. We want to take your questions and calls and give you the absolute best unbiased advice we can provide. And the telephone number is 855-935-8255, 855-935-8255. And waiting patiently is Richard, who now joins us on Talking Real Money. Hi, Richard.
Hi. My question is, I have an IRA, which I've been managing myself at Schwab, but I'm thinking of having somebody manage it for me because I can't do dimensional funds and things like that. And I was looking at you guys, and I had two questions. The first one is, it seems like you guys have a lot more invested in global than Edelman does. I have some of my stuff in Edelman, and you guys have a lot more, and I'm just wondering why that is. Maybe you could talk about the global market a little bit. And the second question I have is, I've come across the term smart beta, and I'm wondering if you could tell me something about what that is. So those are my two questions.
Well, yeah, those are great questions. Let's start with smart beta. I don't believe in smart beta. This is the idea that there's somebody who has engineered funds or ETFs well enough to. Well, and I have a great quote. I just read it the other day from the guy who used to run the Federal Reserve in about 1989. And he said, people from time to time find market efficiencies that allow them to make more money, but over time they go away and the result is people end up with less. So I am not a fan of so-called smart beta. And by the way, you have to define the term carefully, because when you asked about dimensional funds, for example, they could be called smart beta because they have determined that over long periods of time, smaller and more value-oriented companies have made more money than the big growth firms, you know, like the Amazons and Boeings and Costco's, that kind of thing. So they could almost be thrown in there. But generally, when people start saying, we've got smart beta and that's why you should invest with us, I tend to shy away from that. Let's go to your first question, because this is really at the crux of being a successful investor, I believe. Because we all have a home bias, right? Whether it's the home bias of the Seattle Seahawks or the home bias of the United States, because it's where I live and it's everything I know. And by the way, that same home bias exists in Japan. The same home bias exists in Germany. It turns out that as investors in each one of those countries, about 85% of investors' money is invested in the country's stock. So in Japan, it's about 85% of money's invested in Japan. In Germany, it's a little bit higher. Great Britain, it's similar. And it's the same in the United States. We have more than $8 out of $10 that's invested in stocks invested domestically. Here's the reason that our percentage may be higher than Rick's. I don't know what his is. We actually think the evidence very clearly shows that investing internationally has done a couple of things. First of all, it's reduced volatility because different markets behave different at different times. By the way, the last 10 years have been better for the U.S. than being invested international. You may know that, Richard. Number two, it's actually provided a bit more return over time. Again, the United States sometimes is good, sometimes isn't that good. So over time, you've reduced the amount of up and down of the overall portfolio. You've made a little bit more money. And here's the other reason that I think it makes sense to really spread your money out. Imagine it's 1990, and remember what happened, for example, in Japan from 1994. The Nikkei was trading way up high. It went down. It has never come back to where it was. And the people in Japan thought that would never happen because they were doing so very, very well, right? We were using their management systems. They were buying things in the United States. So having your money sort of focused on the home market, I believe, is a risk you should not take. 50-50, 50% in the U.S., 50% international over the long haul, I believe, will make you a little bit more and reduce your volatility. 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. We'll be right back with more.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I believe in helping everybody become a better investor. That's why we offer lots of free knowledge at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Welcome to Talking Real Money. 855-935-TALK is our telephone number, 855-935-TALK. That's also 8255. For those of you like me who can't figure out the, come on, just give us the number. We're here to help you with all parts of your financial life every Saturday live from noon to 2 Pacific time. And then, of course, that number, by the way, works 24/7. So if you want to call it some other time with a question, we answer those on our podcast, which is very popular as well. 855-935-TALK. Shameless plug moment, just a moment, because Don's not here to stop me. My class coming up April 24th only has a few seats left. It will be sold out soon. So if you want to come and learn about the really how to retire. I mean, we talk about retirement income. We talk about Social Security a little bit, about portfolio development, about how to spend down your portfolio and create income. That is coming up. It's a noon class. It's in Bellevue. It comes with a great lunch. You got to pay for it, though. So if you'd like to come and hear from me that day, it is the 24th of April, a few weeks away. Go to TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com, and click on Attend a Future Class. I'd love to see you out for that. So, you know, there's a lot of advice out there. We're not the only ones. There's a lot of people telling you what to do with your money, a lot of people trying to help you. Many of them not so helpful, maybe helping themselves more, but there really are some people out there that I think provide absolutely excellent advice. And for those of you who don't know, I used to host a television show called Serious Money. I got to interview a lot of authors. People wrote a lot of books about investing and money and retirement. And I got to say, this one that just came out this year, I think is one of the very, very best. It's called Your Complete Guide to a Successful and Secure Retirement. It goes through in detail all these parts of retirement that you really need to know about to be successful. And Kevin Grogan is one of the authors of that book, with a guy that we know very well named Larry Swedrow. Kevin joins us here on Talking Real Money. Kevin, thank you so much for taking time out of, I'm sure, what's a busy Saturday for you and your family to join us on Talking Real Money.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's great. And absolutely love the book. In fact, I love this book so much. I don't know if Kevin knows this. I have got a copy for all of our advisors. They're reading it, and we're going through it chapter by chapter. By the way, I found some things in here that absolutely stunned me, and I know you want to talk a little bit about some specifics, but before we even do that, the thing that I found absolutely stunning, when at the beginning of the book, it says the highest suicide rate in the United States is not teenagers, it's men in their 70s. I was stunned to read that. How come? What's going on there?
Well, I think there's lots of reasons for that. Of course, we tie that into financial stress, but I also think it's a good bit that folks don't plan for their retirement, both from a financial sense and from a life sense. So it's very easy if you dislike your job and you want to retire right away to retire from something, but it's just as equally as important to retire to something else. So just because you're getting out of a job you don't like, you need to fill that void somehow, whether it's with hobbies, volunteering, finding a cause you believe in, spending more time with family, doing travel. There has to be something that you're doing with that time, because you have to fill that void.
You're absolutely right. We're talking with Kevin Grogan. He is one of the authors of Successful and Secure Retirement, which is up at Amazon. We might give away a few copies of this later. I still have a few at the office. But and the thing that you guys begin the book with is around this, and I know you want to get to the four big threats to retirement, but that you talk about this thing that not very many financial advisors spend much time on, but they probably should, called the retirement life plan. Ugh, it doesn't sound like something that a lot of men are going to get in a room about and sit around and talk about my feelings about retirement, but they probably should, shouldn't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And so that's actually from a book called Your Retirement Quest. So I'll plug somebody else's book as opposed to just my own today, but by Alan Spector and Keith Lawrence. So that's basically an entire book on that subject. But it is important to plan through the different elements of your retirement, whether it's your life's purpose, your relationships. Of course, there's a financial piece, determining what your passions are. These are all things you should think about as you head into retirement.
We're going to continue to talk to Kevin Grogan. By the way, he's also with a wonderful firm called Buckingham Strategic Wealth, where he's the director of investment strategy. We will talk about the four big threats to retirement, which is, these are things you need to know about. And we'll take your questions and calls later in the hour, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Again, the book is Your Complete Guide to a Successful and Secure Retirement. It's at Amazon and all those other places online. You could get it, you could read it, and you could be ready for retirement. We'll be right back with more here on Talking Real Money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just about everything you need to know about money can be found at our website, talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Here every week to help you get more out of your money, understand it, get it right, and really put it on autopilot. Because having a discipline about all these things makes your life better. Generally, your returns are better, and it's just one less thing to sort of hassle about. So the people that spend time watching markets or thinking about what might be next, they oftentimes, most of the time that I see, end up with less. And next hour, we'll talk more about that, how that definitely was the case in 2018. Right now, we're spending a little time talking about retirement, because really, at the end of the day, saving and investing for most of us should be about retirement. I mean, most of the money that you're setting aside and investing for the future is going to create an income for you when you quit working. And that's why we're talking with Kevin Grogan. He's co-author of Your Complete Guide to a Successful and Secure Retirement. I highly endorse this book because I think it touches on all of the areas you need to think about for retirement. But Kevin, let's get to the four big threats to retirement. Give us a few of those. What's number one?
Sure. So number one is that we're currently in an environment with historically high equity valuations. And the way we think about that is the price that you're paying for a dollar of earnings from a stock or a stock market index is higher today than it has been in almost every period looking backward, with the exception being the late 90s and the, what was eventually called the tech bubble at that point in time. Now, important to note that that's only talking about the U.S., internationally, so kind of linking back to your prior discussion a few minutes ago, you are paying less for a dollar of earnings for an international or emerging markets company than you would here in the U.S. What that implies for investors when you're paying more for a dollar of earnings is that the forward-looking expected return, we would say, is lower on that investment. Now, we don't think you can use this information to time the market, because we still think there is a positive expected return associated with investing in stocks. But you should temper your expectations for what you can get from the stock side of your portfolio.
I think you should always do that, by the way, even when you look back as far as you can to see what returns have been, right? Because we really have no idea. Every day from Monday forward is pretty speculative as to what we'll make in stocks, correct?
Absolutely. So if you look back the last 10 years in the U.S. stock market, average annual return has been almost 18%.
Crazy.
Over cash, which is a crazy high number. We think a more fair expectation could be almost a third of that. So call it 6%, 5 or 6% greater than cash. So that's a huge difference in terms of what you can get from the stock side of the portfolio.
We're talking with Kevin Grogan. What's another one of the big threats to retirement? Because people have to know these things. What is it?
Sure. Second one is historically low bond yields. So making matters worse, you're earning less likely on the stock side of your portfolio. Well, we know for sure that bond yields are lower today than what they've been for most of history. So if you look at like a long run average on a 10-year treasury bond, that's close to something like 5%. Whereas if you look today, you're lucky to get 3% on your fixed income portfolio. So you're looking at, if you think about your overall 60% stock, 40% bond portfolio, that 40% that's in bonds is almost certainly going to earn about 2% less than what it did for most of history up until the 2011, 2012 type time frame.
Yeah, in fact, if you go back to 1970, I think the bond aggregate has made like over 5% a year. And right. certainly we're not in that environment today. I think the 10-year is paying about 2.5 or somewhere in that area. So yeah. low bond yeah. yields, although, as you may know, and I think you guys agree with this, because Kevin also is the director of investment strategy at Buckingham Strategic Wealth, really one of the world's great advisory firms. We look at bonds as the place to keep your money and make the money in stocks. We could get into that argument later, but that's kind of the bedrock while your stocks are making you. So historically low equity value, or pardon me, high equity valuations, therefore expected returns could be less. Low bond yields. You're full of great news here. What are a couple of the other threats for people's retirement as they enjoy their sunny afternoon?
That's right. So you started the conversation off with the suicide statistics.
Okay, all right.
So it's not just me.
All right, good enough.
But the third point is, there's two sides to the third point, which is increasing longevity, which on balance is a good thing. As health advances and science advances, people are living longer. The downside of that is that your portfolio needs to last longer. So here's some statistics that, again, people in your audience may or may not be familiar with, but if you're a healthy 65-year-old today, you have a 50% chance of living to at least age 85. If you're a male, 88. If you're a female, 25% chance of living to 92 or older. If you're a male, 94. If you're a female, and if you're a healthy couple, there's a 50% chance that one of you will live to at least age 92. And a 25% chance that one of you will live to at least age 97. So people are living much, much longer than they did historically. And that can create problems for your portfolio, because it just has to last so much longer than what it did historically.
And by the way, one of the things I remind people to think about, and I know many people don't like to hear this, is you may need to work longer, because the longer you work, the more you save, the more you set aside, the more growth you get, and you can wait longer to take Social Security, which, as you know, grows a lot, 8% plus inflation every year for a long period of time if you wait till age 70. So, okay, so longer longevity, which is, as you said, good news if you like your life, which hopefully you do, but you're going to need more money to pay for that. By the way, very quickly, before we get to number four, where are you on the 4% rule, this rule that, if you have a moderately invested portfolio of stocks and bonds, you could take out 4% a year and it would not disappear?
Yes. So I think because of these different threats, we would back that off to maybe a 3.5% rule. So just to be a little bit safer, dial that back a little bit. But of course, no rule is foolproof. I think you have to reevaluate things along the way. So as you get into retirement, you experience investment returns, You can take a look at your situation and reevaluate on a year-to-year basis.
All right. Before we let you get away, the fourth big threat to retirement, which is?
Sure. So the fourth one are the increasing costs of long-term care. So that kind of links up with the third one, that as people are living longer, they that's in general a good thing, but we are starting to see increasing costs of long-term care. And so the risk of Alzheimer's increased or doubled every 5 years after age 65. So you do have an increasing risk. And the other statistic to be aware of is about 1 in 3 people older than age 85 unfortunately have Alzheimer's. So this is a cost you do need to build into your plan. Of course, we're not huge insurance salesman or anything like that, but you do have to bake it into the plan, whether it's through long-term care insurance or setting enough aside to pay for long-term care in your older years.
And because somebody called and asked about it earlier, where are you guys on asset-based long-term care policies?
Yeah, so I always hesitate to give advice on insurance.
Me too, by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
On insurance policies without understanding the person's specific circumstance.
Okay, fair
enough. I'm going to take a pass on that one.
Nothing wrong with that. The book is absolutely fantastic. It's a great guide to all of the nuances in retirement, the financial, all this stuff, and it's called Your Complete Guide to a Successful and Secure Retirement. And I really got to thank you, Kevin. Kevin was kind enough to jump on the phone today with short notice on a Saturday afternoon from the Midwest. And again, you can go to Amazon. We may give a few copies of this away next hour, too. Kevin, thank you so much for being here on Talking Real Money.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. He did a great job, too. So thanks again. And the book, Your Complete Guide to a Successful and Secure Retirement, which is kind of what I talk about on April 24th. If you want to come across the water to Bellevue, for a lunch, what we call lunchette, a one-hour session on the science of retirement investing. We'll walk through all those things. You can learn more about that at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Would you like to talk to a real investment advisor for free? Set up an appointment at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Recent email I received said I was financially educating a coworker who kept moving her 401k around based on market fluctuations and let her take the risk quiz on my phone. That helped determine her risk tolerance. She now has a portfolio constructed for good and bad markets. You too can take the risk quiz. It's absolutely free. There's no obligation. Go to TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. You'll see risk quiz right there. Get educated, get smart, and take care of your money better. Risk quiz at TalkingRealMoney.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestory, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.